Ringmaster of the Air on this moment of Indiana history. The Indianapolis International Airport once had a different name. From 1944 to 1976, it was known as Weir Cook Municipal Airport in honor of a World War I flying legend. When a new passenger terminal was completed in 2008, the Veterans Coalition of Indiana demanded that the fighter pilot's name be restored. Colonel H. Weir Cook was a Wilkinson native and DePaul University graduate. After the First World War started, Cook enlisted in the aviation section of the Army Signal Corps and was assigned to the esteemed Hat in the Ring 94th Aero Squadron, led by American fighter ace Captain Eddie Rickenbacker. As a fighter pilot, Cook became known for single-handedly attacking groups of enemy fighters and successfully driving them off, which twice earned him the Distinguished Service Cross. He finished the war with 7 victories and a promotion to captain. Beyond his own flying career, Cook's contributions to aviation history included building the Indianapolis Airport in 1931 and developing the dive bomber concept for the U.S. Army. Additionally, Cook secured recognition for the Wright brothers as the pilots of the first powered aircraft flight. In March of 1943, Lieutenant Colonel Harvey Weir Cook misjudged his altitude during a routine flight in cloudy weather and crashed into the side of a mountain. He was buried at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu, Hawaii. This moment of Indiana history was written with support from the Indiana Humanities Council. The series is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.